Good morning, all.
So we have to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Chagiga. We have officially begun the countdown to finishing up the entire Seder of Mod. We have three Maseches left. We have Chagiga, I think Beitza, and then we have to do Erevin, so that'll be a long one, but very exciting time. So Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph, Maseches Chagiga, Hakol Chayev in Bereiyah. Everyone is Chayev in Reiyah. So what does this mean? So we need a little bit of a background. So literally the words mean that everyone is obligated to appear before God on the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos. So there is an obligation to make this appearance before God, and with that appearance comes the obligation to bring two sacrifices. You have to bring a korban re'iyah, olas re'iyah, and a korban chagiga, shalmei chagiga. So these are two sacrifices that have to be brought along with appearing. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Everyone's obligated everyone's obligated to appear, and with that appearance comes these two korbanos. Who is not obligated? So now it's kind of ironic because the Mishnah says hakol, everyone's obligated, but the Mishnah is going to give a very extensive list of who is not obligated. So who is not chutz except for mecherish shotev katan, except for a deaf person, a clinically insane person, a crazy person, and a minor. Okay, so that's our typical thing. We've said that a lot, but who else is not included in this? Who's exempt? V'tumtum v'androgynous v'nashim v'avadim she'inim et meshuchrarim. Also a tumtum. So that's someone who we don't know what gender they are. We don't know if they're male or female. Androgynous is a hermaphrodite, have both male and female parts. Women are also exempt from this, and slaves who are not freed yet, they are also exempt from this. And then the Mishnah goes on, hachigir v'hasuma v'achole v'azakin u'mish'ino yachole la'alos b'raglav. Someone who is like lame, like they're crippled, or they are blind, or they are sick, or if they're elderly, and anyone who is not able to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, all these people seem to be exempt. So now just a quick qualification. Obviously, by the fact that the Mishnah says at the end that anyone who's not able to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, the assumption is that all of these final group of people, that none of them are able to go up. In particular, when we say able to go up, we mean you need to actually be able to step foot on the Beis HaMikdash. You can't go up in any other way. So if that's the case, then if any of these people who fit into that category, who are one of these things but cannot go up, then they would be exempt. But it would seem that, for example, a blind person who is very capable, you would assume that that person would be able to go up as long as they can walk up there by themselves. Okay, so consider. So who in the world is a katan? So usually we don't need to define this so well because we know a katan is someone who is below the age, a minor is someone who is below the age of bar mitzvah. But the Mishnah does want to know, ezehu katan, who is a katan? Well, it's a little bit different in this case. According to Beis Shammai, if the kid is able to ride on his father's shoulders while going up from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, then this person is not a katan anymore. He is considered an adult for the purposes of this obligation of re'iyah, of appearing in the Beis HaMikdash. So again, he needs to be able to ride on his father's shoulders. If he can't ride on his father's shoulders, say Beis Shammai, then he is exempt from the korban re'iyah. However, which is obviously not a very high bar, most kids can ride on their father's shoulders after a pretty young age. And Beis Hillel says, no, that's a little young. As long as the kid can hold their father's hand and walk up the steps from Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis, to the Beis HaMikdash, then they are obligated. But if they can't do that, then they are not obligated in going up. Why? Shenemar Shalosh Regalim. It says in the pasuk that we have Shalosh Regalim, that we have the three pilgrimage festivals. What's going on over here? How is that approved? Because it's Regalim, which means Raglayim, right? You need to have feet. You need to be able to walk up. So if the kid could walk up, so Beis Hillel says, then you are obligated. But if they don't have Raglayim, if they don't have feet, then they, meaning they can't walk up, that they need to ride on their father's shoulders, then they are not exempt. That was Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis, a quick Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ari'iyah Shtei Chesef V'Chagiga Ma'a Chesef. So we said, what does this mean to appear in the Beis HaMikdash? It means you need to appear in the Beis HaMikdash on these three pilgrimage festivals, on Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos, and you need to bring these two korbanos. So you need to bring a chagiga, you need to bring a korban re'iyah. So Beis Shammai says, ha-re'iyah shtei chesef v'chagiga ma'a chesef. That how much do you have to pay for the korban re'iyah? You have to pay shtei chesef, you have to pay two silver ma'os, and for a chagiga you have to pay one silver ma'a. Beis Hillel Amrim, no, the exact opposite. Ha-re'iyah ma'a chesef v'chagiga shtei chesef. For the korban re'iyah, you need to pay one ma'a of silver, one ma'a of kesef, and for the korban chagiga, you need to pay two ma'os of kesef. So what's behind this machlokas over here? So it would seem as follows that Beis Shammai are saying, so one of these korbanos is eaten by the kohanim and other people, and another korban is eaten, is not eaten at all, and it's burned up entirely. So which is which? So the re'iyah is burnt up entirely, and the chagiga is eaten by the people. So the re'iyah, the idea is, according to Beis Shammai, why do we have to spend more on the re'iyah? Well, very simple. We're buying this korban for God.
God, essentially, right? So you think you have to spend a little bit more money. According to Beis Hillel, the exact opposite is true. It's true we're buying it for God, but God doesn't really need to eat too much. The Karban Chagiga, which does need to be eaten by people, it has to be divided three ways, and therefore, they say you should spend more money on the Chagiga because you need a bigger animal to be able to provide more for people. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel, but for now we'll stop right here.